Hi, Casey. What's on your
Hi.
mind, sir? Or
How are
ma'am,
you
I'm
doing?
sorry. Well, can't wait to get out in the sunshine.
Oh, yeah. Well, the question I have was regarding whether or not there's something that can be done. You know how you lose fat on your hands, your feet, everywhere probably, as you age? And it becomes kind of unsightly because the tendons kind of are more prominent looking and the veins look a little, you know. Is there anything you can do supplementally or topically with an ointment or cream or something that will help eliminate that or
Yes.
disguise it or whatever I'm trying to say?
Okay, well, let's go over a couple of things, ma'am. One is a supplement, which is actually incredibly inexpensive because it grows like a weed all over Asia, but it's put into a supplement. And the stuff is called Centella, Centella, Centella. And then the word Asiatica, just Asia with a TICA on the end. Now, what's been found to do is it promotes the growth of the things called fibroblasts, and all that means in Latin or something is that they produce collagen, which it has got a lot to do with skin thickness. It's not just the fat, it's the collagen, the fibrous tissue in there. And so the stuff you can find in the natural food stores, the Atomic Clinic dispensary, in compounding pharmacies, it's compared to many supplements, it's quite inexpensive. And if you've got some catch up to do, which it sounds like you may have, ma'am, it definitely has never been reported to hurt anybody to take two or three capsules twice a day until they want to taper off because things are perhaps looking better for them. Again, it's called Centella Asiatica. I do not work for this company, but I like the Eclectic Institute version out of Florida, out of Oregon, because you open the jars of their botanical supplements, and oh my goodness, smells terrific. It smells very fresh in there. It's not no smell at all. It's a fresh smell of the botanical. And again, ma'am, that's something that you might want to consider. It's inexpensive, and it's known what it does. And it does help maintain those fibroblasts and blasts in the skin. Now, let me get on to a prescription stuff because it's got microdoses of hormones in it. Does that ever hurt anybody? No. The researchers who provided the research upon which this prescription was based told us that they did before and after blood levels on women. This was mostly done with women, on women who rubbed this into their skin. And the levels of hormones were not enough to raise the blood levels. So it would not affect them going around and around the body. This stuff stayed in the skin. That's what the researchers were proving. Tiny doses of estriol and tiny doses of progesterone. All right. Now, some women actually volunteered to have their skin biopsied more than once. And what they did was to look first, oh, let's look at the elastic tissue and let's look at those fibroblasts and the collagen. All right. And then everybody got to rub this cream in. And of course, they waited 2 or 3 months and they went back and biopsied again. Ooh. And what do you know? They found more elastic tissue. They found larger elastic fibers. They found that the fibroblasts were more productive and there was more collagen in the skin. Okay. Now, only problem here is you got to get a prescription for it because somebody thinks we're going to kill ourselves with those microdoses of hormones, I guess. But the stuff is called Elastic Skin Cream. It's sold at least by Key Pharmacy over here in, oh my goodness, that town named after the federal government, Federal Way. And any physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine would be able to prescribe it for you, ma'am. And again, it doesn't raise blood levels, so it's not like taking hormone therapy.
That sounds really good. Okay, well, thank you very much for your input, and you have a
You're
good
welcome,
day.
ma'am. You too, and you can get that Centella stuff without a prescription, remember, as soon as
Yes,
you want to.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you so
Okay.
much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.